101X, it's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How is it? Good, 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 good. Look, there's my number one friend right there. I'm only Hajda when it rains. Nicholas Hajda, host of the Morning X. What's up, buddy?
Oh,
what's up?
If only that were the case.
I'm only Hajda when it's complicated.
True that.
I'm wet. I'm wet.
That's a little bit too much information, Jason. Okay, for first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, did you forget it was going to rain?
Forget? Yeah. Am I supposed to know this?
We talked about it.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
What did we say?
That it was going to rain Thursday. Would that mean that we have a wet, rainy ACL?
There would be...
Today's Thursday.
Like a quick shower in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
It would cool everything off.
Yeah.
Not like all night, lightning storms, dogs barking, Jason not sleeping, has to run through the rain to get to work. I don't care for it.
I also was expecting some light showers, some like freaking out. But this is like City of Austin overcorrects by warning you about thunderstorms at 4 a.m. in a text message rain.
Did you get a?
No. Oh, okay. See, again, the city let me down. Okay.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be one of your try hard. Hey, we're really focused on the weather.
Right.
But everybody out there, it is rainy.
Yeah. Let
it's
us
bad.
Let us be the warning.
Yes. Let's keep it under 75 on the highways today, guys. Okay, let's be safe.
Okay.
Let's be safe out there.
There's a guy in my neighborhood who was keeping it under 30. All right.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on here, man? Come on. Move along.
People in the
let's do.
With their flashers on.
Yeah. What's up with that, man? Be careful out there. It's raining.
The Morning X.
101X. It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Time for the Morning X Burning X question at 101X Morning X on Twitter. Go vote. What's burning on you today, Hajda?
Are you struggling to tear your toilet paper? Apparently,
what?
The engineers at Charmin, they have spent 5 years working on a redesign of toilet paper square so that it's easier to tear along the perforation line, a little dotted line or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, however, here's why it took them 5 years, Jason, is because apparently to properly tear your toilet paper, you can't go in a straight line like they've been doing for the last, I assume, thousands of years. You got to go. You got to go with a wavy line. So now the perforated line, instead of going straight across the toilet paper, it's going to kind of wave.
Why?
I guess that they would say that's how it makes it easier to tear.
All right.
Yeah, because people were pulling from so many different angles and directions. So you're pulling like against the grain of the straight line perforation tear.
Right.
And I guess if you have a wavy line, it lets you attack it from all angles. Which I kind of am curious, like, who are these people? Like, first
attack
of all,
the toilet paper from all angles.
I assume if you're just reaching it from, like, if you're grasping for the toilet paper like this, from all these different angles, you're in desperate need of cleaning or something. Like, something has gone wrong in the process where you're like, oh, my God, I got to grasp for the toilet paper, and I'm tearing it off of the wall or something. I don't know the issue with this, but if this has been a struggle for you, congratulations.
Yeah.
The day has finally come. You can tear your toilet paper more easily.
Is it in stores now?
It took them 5 years to design it, Jason. You think this is already real? They will actually,
you said the day has finally come. I mean, well, I'm ready.
I just mean the day that you feel relieved.
Uh-huh.
You know that the day is coming. It will debut this month for their ultra soft rolls. It is unclear if they will change the other varieties or if other brands might follow suit. But now that we have this terrible nightmare over, explain to me why the Bears need toilet paper, Charmin. They're the ones with the bear commercials where the Bears, the entire Bear family.
I mean, they need it for the
Mama
same
bear,
reason,
Papa bear,
the same
big
reason
bear.
As you, man.
No. Okay, first of all, there's that old joke that does the Pope, you know, whatever, in the woods.
Yeah.
Or bear, whatever it was. Okay, in these commercials, the Bears are in houses. All right, so are these Goldilocks house? Have you broken into this house? No, it's the Bears' house that Goldilocks broke into. Maybe the revenge. Maybe that's how they got the revenge for Goldilocks.
I don't care whose house it is. They still can use some teepee, right?
No, but they're wild animals.
Yeah,
you either rub your behind on the grass, or you go into the river.
Go into the river.
I assume not the river that they're fishing from.
Yeah,
because you know
that's good. That's
the old adage: a bear doesn't poop where it eats.
Is that the old adage?
That's something like that.
I'm not sure what the question was, but at 101X Morning X on Twitter,
were you struggling to tear your toilet paper?
Vote in today's Morning X Burning X question. 101X, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Haji, I don't know whether I owe you an apology or I'm mad at you.
Okay.
I found out last week, I guess tragically late, that apparently my guy, Nicholas Hajda, has a man bun.
Yeah, you seem really.
I can't wrap your head around this.
Thing.
I was stunned. Okay,
I was astonished. Every day.
Is it though that I am just blind to obnoxious hairstyles? I got a haircut yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thanks for noticing. All right. I didn't totally spend way too much time waiting in a relatable brand haircut establishment yesterday.
I'm sure, more on that later.
Look, when I click the check-in online button and it says 81 minutes, I'm like, you're a liar. There's no way it's going to take 81 minutes. And there wasn't, because it took 95, okay?
You're right. They
waited 95 minutes for a You know what?
That's not on you, man.
That's on you. Well, what? Was I supposed to walk out?
Yeah.
Was I supposed to leave?
Yeah. After half an hour, you walk out, you're a bumbling to do it with a Flowbee.
I kept telling, like, the people would come in, and she would tell them, we have an hour 45 wait. And I'm like, that's not an hour 45 wait. Don't listen to them. They're lying. All right? Just sit down. You'll be fine. Sit down. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, look at my watch. I was like, I've been here for an hour. I was like, it is going to be an hour 45. And that's how long I would. That's not the point.
It looks worth every minute.
I sit down, and the nice lady who's going to cut my hair, I tell her the same thing that I've been telling the nice haircut ladies or gentlemen.
Oh, I'm going to say, can you believe Nick has a man bun?
For 10 to 15 years, I just say, I want it short on top. Shorter on the sides.
Yeah.
And she says, okay, what is that? I'm like, that's all the guidance I give, okay? I was like, I don't care.
That explains so much about your hair over the years.
I don't care. It's going right underneath a hat. So just short on top, shorter on the sides. And she said these words to me. She said, okay, so are we keeping the mullet? And I said, what? She said, this back here, do you want to keep this? And I was like, short on top, shorter on the side.
But you never told him the back.
Do I have a?
Have you had the back of your head cut?
Do I have
15 years?
Do I have a mullet? And she's like, "Yeah, you got a little mullet going." And I was like, "I don't have a. I don't have." Now look, my hair was just. I don't know. It had grown out for. I think I was 10 months ago was my last haircut, and so yeah, it was just long. I would never have under any circumstances described it as a mullet, but apparently, maybe I'm just blind. To hairstyle. I didn't know that you sat across from me every day. I didn't know that you had a man bun. And so my apologies for not knowing. Or
thank you.
Am I mad at you for not telling? Somebody should have told me that I had a mullet.
I will have to check the archives.
Uh-huh.
But you have previously declared yourself a mullet guy.
I have not. I have never declared myself a mullet guy. When?
I'll tell you the exact day and time.
I would have
that
never.
You came in here and declared yourself a mullet guy.
I would never
declaration. You also were like a no sleeves guy at one point as well.
Wait, what?
I think it coincided with your mullet phase. So did you just forget to turn off the mullet guy?
I was once a tank top guy. All right, there was a time
tank tops don't have sleeves.
Right. But I would have never been a mullet guy.
You were a mullet guy.
Listen,
trust me.
Just for you. And the entire listening audience at large, if you see me and I have a mullet, alert me, because apparently I don't know.
Okay.
I did not know until she told me.
I mean, for the record, you're lucky, Jason, because mullets are in. Mullets are back.
Are they?
Maybe not now. Maybe not. It's your joint.
I cut it. She cut it off, right? Is there any hair back there?
Oh, it's a rat tail.
It's not a rat tail.
The Morning X.
Time for Hajda headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, probably. Nicholas Hajda. Go.
Biden administration will allow additional border wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley, citing high illegal entry. Construction of the wall will be paid for using funds previously allocated for a border barrier by Congress in 2019. 2023 is on track to be the hottest year ever after new data showing last month was the hottest September ever by a staggering 0.5 degrees Celsius over the previous record. It was the fourth consecutive month of unprecedented heat, and according to the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, September felt more like an abnormally hot July. And finally, a 77-year-old Florida man has been arrested for trafficking drugs, specifically erectile dysfunction drugs.
Is that wrong?
It is when you don't have a prescription from a licensed doctor, as was the case for one Reginald Kinser. Reginald Odell Kinser, if you're nasty. He was caught with more than $1,800 worth of erectile dysfunction drugs, Viagra. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors say he planned to deal them to others locally. And this is not the first incident with Reginald and drugs. Back in 2020, when he was a spry 74-year-old, he was charged with possession of several drugs, including marijuana, MDMA, and psilocybin.
Man.
Yeah.
Party at Reginald's.
That's right, buddy. That's right. A trial is set for next month, and if convicted, Reginald faces 1 year of hard time in federal prison and a stiff fine
good
of up to $10,000.
All right.
Sports.
Wow. I knew you were real evangelical about doing this Viagra story for a reason, and now I see. Now I see.
I like servicing the listeners with news, Jason.
Oh, really? So, hold on, though. You have to have a prescription for Viagra?
I don't know, because, like, I see Snoop Dogg's always telling us to call hymns.
Right, but that's not...
I get ads for Blue Chew all the time. Not necessary. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh, really?
It's fine.
Snoop Dogg style. I don't need this, okay?
I don't need it.
Don't worry. I'm fine. But, like, what if you get pulled over with a bunch of Viagras? Can't you just be like, look at me. I'm old. All right? Yeah. Look at me. This is my prescription right here. All right?
What you tell him is that, hey, man, I'm on a timeline with this here. Okay. I need to get to where I'm going, officer.
Your Texas Rangers, 7-1 over Tampa Bay. They win that series 2-0, and they advance to play the Orioles. That series starts on Saturday. Actually, every one of the wild card series ended 2-0. Disaster for Major League Baseball, because now there's no games on today. There's no games on tomorrow.
Oh.
Or, as I was planning my Thursday and Friday, the same. The same. Austin FC 3-0 over DC United in the penultimate home match last night. Am I allowed to 3-0? Is that all right? Am I supposed to say 3-0?
No, that's different. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. I don't know.
3-0 over DC United, the last home match of the season for the Austin FC. 7:30 on Saturday. You can't go because you're angrily going to be watching Shania Twain instead of the Foo Fighters.
Seems very specific.
And finally this, Texas OU, 11 o'clock on Saturday, just up the road, just up I-35 at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. If you're not going to the game, go just up I-35, a considerably shorter amount. I'll be at the Bolden Acres North Breaker and Metric-ish. If you want to come watch the game with me, that'll be fun. I think now, 2 days before the game, is the perfect time to address a very pressing concern, a very important question about this Texas football team. Steve Sarkisian have man boobs?
I don't think so.
What's going on with the? I'm perplexed by some of Steve's wardrobe choices. Okay, did you hit 64 degrees kickoff at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday? It's gonna be tremendous. You know what? But bundle up, layer up, Steve. But I was at the game last Saturday versus Kansas. All right, it was 94 baking, boiling degrees at DKR. Sark is wearing long sleeves, and then he's got like a vest number that he pulls over the top.
That's his look.
He's wearing too many clothes, and it makes me wonder. So he got some, what do you call it, gynecomastia sort of situation going on in there. What's the deal?
I think he has an outfit. Have you seen signs of man boobness, or you just think that he's covering something up?
I have no real evidence of any sort of man boob situation on Sark. However, as a fat guy myself, formerly fat tur guy, anytime I see somebody wearing two shirts when two shirts are not necessary, this guy's masking something over here. He's got something going on.
I mean, it looks like I would expect that Coach Steve keeps it fit. Okay, he's got that hot ass wife, L'Oreal.
See, some people, it doesn't matter how much fit you keep it, you're still just a little too soft up here. All right.
I have not seen. I cannot find a picture of Steve shirtless, so maybe he's hiding something. Can't deny it. But I see no evidence. It seems like he's got a nice figure there. Now, slight problem with drinking in his past. Maybe he has like an embarrassing chest tattoo that he got after like on a bender, and he's just like,
he could still
make sure nobody sees this. USC forever
with one shirt though. Oh no, a USC tattoo? That's not good.
The Morning X.
101X, it's the Morning X. Nick and Dick, it's 8:30, 7:30 Central-ish. Time for another edition of the Bumbles.
Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn.
This week on the Bumbles, Jason is dismayed no one will sit down with him for family dinner.
Oh.
I feel like you gave me a fake awe, and then you started laughing at me. What is that?
I just was picturing you sitting at home.
Yeah.
I can imagine your dining room table, which is already sad by itself.
Why is it sad?
This is just tiny, and the chairs are really wobbly. It seems like something you would buy at a Target.
That's fine.
So the fact that you're sitting there with
a very relatable dining table. What of it?
But you've got like one of those fancy candle like dinner things, candelabras there, and just sitting there by yourself.
No.
Waiting for your family.
Bumbleina is there. Okay, my girlfriend is there. But Bumbleito, my girlfriend's 15-year-old, totally not grumpy kid. He won't eat my dinners, and I'm pretty upset about it. Okay, I'm pretty twice this week. Okay, I have prepared what I consider a fantastic, nutritious meal for the family to enjoy, and he won't come down from his room.
Aww. All right. Well, he's a teenage kid. Okay.
What was it? What day is today? Monday night. I made ready yourself for this, Hajda. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready? You know what? You're gonna get hungry just hearing this. I made a jalapeno pepper jack, pepper stuffed chicken breast wrapped in prosciutto. All right.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can't
those
even
are some fancy words
you can't
there.
Even begin to fathom what I had to butterfly a chicken. You know how to butterfly a chicken? All right. I butterflied three chicken breasts, okay?
That's where you take a knife in a chicken's mouth and you slice his lips, like Joker style, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta butterfly the chicken, and then I stuffed it with cheese and peppers, and then prosciutto wrapped, and I get a good sear on it, and then I put it in the oven, and I'm bringing it up to temperature, and I was very excited about this, okay? This is an adventurous meal that I put together.
See, I'm impressed because I don't really know what butterflying a chicken means.
I just mean it's going to sort of cut it in half down the middle.
My chicken preparation consists of just banging it with one of those meat hammers for a while and throw it in the oven.
Okay.
But the fact that you are cooking twice, that you are searing it in a pan on the stove and then putting it in the oven?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, yeah.
Stay-at-home dad?
I'm trying to create
a
nice family dinner, all right? And then we get done, and the Bumbleina and I sit down, and I'm like, should we get the Bumbleita? He's asleep, okay? Now, he stays up all night playing video games, and so now he gets home from school, immediately goes to bed. Apparently, that's fine. But, yeah. I say, wake him up, okay?
Yeah.
I prepared this delicious meal. Wake his ass up and get him down here. So then Tuesday night, that was Monday night. Tuesday night, I make a delicious sirloin stir fry, okay? I got broccolis and carrots, onions, mushrooms, snap peas. I don't even know what a snap pea is, okay? But I sauteed it up. I got it all, all going in the stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I again, tried to sit down to a nice family dinner. No Bumbleito. Where's he at? And so this time, I was like, I yell up to him. I said, hey, dinner's ready. And he shouts down at me, I know, I'm not hungry. Let me starve. And I was like,
Is he hungry or starving?
Like, well, that's what I was like. You said two things there, okay?
Yeah.
You're not hungry or I'm letting you starve. I'm confused, all right? And listen, he's 15 years old. It's a confusing time for a young man, I'm sure, all right? And there's all sorts of reasons why he wouldn't want to come out of his room. But look, man, I slaved over a hot stove, over a hot wok to make this meal. The least he could do is come down and join us for family dinner. Is that too much to ask?
First of all, I'm right down the street, buddy. Okay, if you cook a delicious meal, I will come eat Bumbleito's food.
Oh, yeah?
I would love not to cook.
You're willing to sit at my sad Target dining table?
Yes, I will, Jason. And you can tell me about your day, all your hopes and aspirations. We can go out in the room, say what we're thankful for.
Uh-huh.
I do just like how when Bumbleina and Bumbleito first moved into your house, you were very insistent that you were not a father figure or a stepdad. He was just pals with you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've graduated to sitting there having a yelling conversation.
I am up
the stairs.
I have
come so far as a father to this child.
After he yelled down at me, I'm not hungry. Let me starve. Like, my instinct was, I thought for a second, I was like, don't take that tone with me.
Yes. But you're like, under my roof.
I couldn't bring myself to say it. I couldn't.
We're getting there, buddy.
Here's the thing, and maybe that's the answer. Maybe I do just dial up 1-800-NICK-HOJDA and say, hey, come over and eat this. Because am I upset that we're missing out on family time, not being at the dinner table together? Yeah, I guess so. But the issue is more, If they're leftovers, I will eat them all. Okay. Yeah. And that's way too much food. I'm going to be fat. Okay. I'm going to be fat again, guys. And
I like this plan. As somebody who has a $10,000 weight loss bet with you.
That's not. Yes. Is Bembolito in on it? Did you cut him in? Is that what's going on?
That's a good idea.
He's not. He's starving himself, so I'm forced to eat the leftovers. And
he's up late at night. Show him down your throat.
Shut. Excuse me?
Just put at night. Make you night eat.
Make mean. Oh.
Yes.
Like a.
He sneaks into your bedroom at night. Pours the food down your throat with like a funnel or something.
Don't do that.
And he rubs your throat to make you swallow. That's how you do it.
The Morning X.
What X? It's the Morning X. Nick told us in his newscast today that September is the hottest month in the history of ever? Is that,
correct.
Is that what happened?
By 0.5 degrees Celsius.
See, you keep saying that as if that's not a lot. I think 0.5 degrees Celsius is a lot. I mean, the hottest September on record by 0.5 degrees Celsius.
I believe it is equivalent to 0.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people would say, whatever, man. Do that every day.
Whatever, man.
But no, that is a lot in the grand scheme of things.
This is weird to talk about on today, the day that it's finally going to be only 84 degrees. 84 is the high today. Mm-hmm. Highs in the 70s this weekend, guys. It's going to be so cold. I'm going to be so cold at ACL Fest. But I feel like it's like every time a NFL quarterback gets a new contract and they say he's the highest paid player in the history of the league.
Yeah.
I just assume every month is hotter than the previous one. Just everyone.
Like all time?
Well, then the previous. Every September is hotter than the previous September.
Oh, yeah.
And every, October is hotter than the previous October.
Here, can I ask you a question I'm not sure if I want you to answer?
Okay, sure.
Why?
Why?
Well, some people would tell you it's because climate change and mankind and everything. I believe and some would just tell you because we're coming out of an ice age.
No,
it's just naturally going to get hotter.
I'm the first good one because we've abused the planet and now it's fed up with us and it says I'm turning the thermostat up to 83. I don't care what you want. All right.
Yeah.
But no.
Look, I'm doing my part. Okay, I haven't had AC in my car in like 4 years. So
thank you.
Did my part.
How is that doing your part?
That's the greenhouse effect, man. This is ozone gases.
From running the air conditioning in your car?
I haven't used hairspray since like the 90s.
Good job. You're so green in that way.
Do my part, my man.
Yeah.
Do my part.
All right, if you say so.
The Morning X.
What X? It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Just one more sleep. One more sleep, and then ACL Fest is here. Are you ready, Hajda? Are you ready? Are you ready?
No.
You ready?
No, I'm not. I'm
get your galoshes
concerned.
Out, man.
Is it?
I don't know. It's going to rain today, but I think this weekend it's going to be good. So hopefully.
How's the park going to be?
Hopefully they've readied Zilker Park for these sorts of conditions. We don't want a repeat of, 2009? Dillo dirt situation?
I don't have any galoshes. Yeah. I barely have rain clothes to get me from my house to my car this morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just might have to consign a pair of shoes that, like, okay, I'm just going to throw you out
these
on
are,
Sunday.
This is it?
Yeah.
This is your last weekend pair of shoes?
Ooh, should I go bare feet in the park?
No.
Do it Woodstock style?
Definitely not. That seems like a hazard, a disaster waiting to happen sort
that's
of situation.
Right. I'm gonna go free feet, free love.
Yeah. How many, I know this is a delicate question, how many musical acts do you anticipate seeing? How many bands, artists, DJs, any of those things will Nick Hajda see at ACL Fest this weekend? I will set the line over under 5.5.
I think I'm going to be over that just because I'm
now define C, okay?
I will go stand in the field.
If you
watch a stage
while you're walking from the front gate to the backstage media area, if there's a band on to your left, are you counting that as I saw them?
Well, I've got friends that are going to be attending the festival.
Oh, brag.
And they're normal people with just general admission tickets.
Uh-huh.
So they're stuck out there in gen pop, as we call it.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, they will go. They're there to see music. They're not like me, who's just there to go drink for free in the fancy radio person's area.
Right.
It's not really that fancy. Don't worry. And they give you a stink eye too when you come back.
Yeah.
And you just keep double fisting free
drinks.
It's
literally lower class than the gen pop, as Nick calls it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point is, like, there's people that I will be hopefully hanging out with, and so that they will want to go see music. I will go with them.
You will be forced against your will to see.
Well, not against my will.
Over 5.5 musical acts.
But it does seem if you were trying to handicap how many artists I will see, that definitely would so you would say it's cheating. Like with people who actually care about music.
Right. So can you? You're saying over 5.5 though.
Yeah.
Quick, can you name 5 ACL Fest artists?
Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
All right.
Some DJ from Iceland. Is it Diplo or a Snowblow or a
if they were literally called some Snowblow. DJ from Iceland, I would go see that act. I would go
some
see.
Some sort of EDM guy. Tanya Tucker's going to be there. Remember you talking about seeing Shania Twain, your Shania Twain versus Foo Fighters. And I was like, just take your girlfriend. She wants to see Shania Twain. Take her to see Tanya Tucker and be like, yeah, Shania's really let it go, man.
She won't know the difference. She's really let it go. No, that would be
apologies
a
to Tanya Tucker.
Striking improvement, if you ask me.
Really?
Musically?
No. Looks wise.
Oh, excuse me at this music festival that I thought we were talking about when we were judging them.
I don't know if you can sit there and tell the difference musically, but if you, I feel like if you just see Tanya Tucker, she might realize, oh, that's not Shania Twain. You're like, no, that's what she looks like now.
She probably would. I think you got to 3.
Yeah. Sleep at the Wheel? Early is good for that. School of Rock is on the schedule.
You're not going to see
Austin
any of
Kitty
these.
Limits.
You're not going to see any of these things.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air and some other stuff. Nicholas, Hajda, go.
The Biden administration will allow additional border wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley, citing, quote, high illegal entry. Construction of the wall will be paid for using funds previously allocated for a border barrier by Congress in 2019. Speaking of this year, 2023 is on track to be the hottest year ever after new data showing last month was the hottest September ever by a staggering 0.5 degrees Celsius. That's 0.9 in Fahrenheit.
Why would you tell me the Celsius? Nobody know. No, this ain't Canada, bro.
It's more scientific.
It's more scientific?
More scientific.
In which
sounds
way?
More official.
Does
Celsius.
It?
Yeah. It was the fourth consecutive month of unprecedented heat, and according to Europe, the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, September felt more like an abnormally hot July. And finally, controversy in Big D over a state fair faux pas. The Texas State Fair had to, State Fair of Texas, had to fix a mistake in one of their signs that read, howdy, folks, we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Do you want to identify the problem? Do you want to anticipate it, Jason?
I know this one. Wrong your.
Yes. It was Y-O-U-R possessive instead of the contraction, you're here.
Right.
They went on to joke on social media, this is what happens when we let Little Big Tex proofread. Little Big Tex is a smaller mascot foam suit-sized version of Big Tex.
Right.
The 50-foot-tall, gigantic statue.
Are they indicating that Little Big Tex is a child?
No, he's a mascot, and it's hard to type with those mascot hands.
So
the mistake was made because he was typing with those Muppet glove things.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to be... Do I have a reputation now of being a... Are you not supposed to say grammar Nazi anymore?
I think we can still say it.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to be that guy, all right? But it's not that hard, man.
All the Nazis to be
in
2023. It's not that hard. Grammar Nazi.
That's one of the better ones?
That's still not good.
Yeah.
Nobody likes those people, but...
It's not that hard. Just the before you...
It clearly is.
It is not. Just before you hit send, okay, before you hit publish, before you hit post, just take 1.5 more seconds and just reread and make sure I got all the things.
Our brains gloss over the mistake. This is a real thing. You can take any sentence in the world and you mismatch all, like I can take, howdy folks, we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
All our brains read are the first and the last letter. You can go sit there and put whatever you want in the middle.
I guess I have an advanced brain in that I'm reading all the letters, and I would immediately be like, wrong your, what are you doing here, Doug?
So you never made a typo?
Yeah, I have.
Exactly.
And then I corrected it seconds later because I proofread it before I hit send?
No.
Is that hard?
You sent mistakes.
Morning X Sports.
Both of us, okay, we got lives to live, all right? We got stuff to do. Okay. We got things to deep fry at the State Fair of Texas. And then we got time to proofread.
I'm going to get to work on that Big Tex Brisket Buffet Bloody Mary. All right? That is an idea. That's a $1 million idea waiting to happen, buddy. Okay?
If you insist,
take it and run.
Corn dog and a Bloody Mary. How could it fail?
Texas OU. Matchup of 2 5-0 teams. Saturday, Red River Shootout, Cotton Bowl in Dallas. If you're not going to the game, I encourage you, meet me, Bolden Acres, their north location, Breaker and Metric-ish. I will be there. I think we're opening the doors at 10 a.m. Should we have a little pre-Red River Shootout pickleball game? Bolden Acres? There you go. This ball? Mm-hmm. Saturday morning? Let's go. The Rangers, 7-1 over Tampa Bay. They have advanced to the American League Division Series, where they will play the Baltimore Orioles starting on Saturday. Houston gets the Minnesota Twins in that series as well. And finally this, the NFL says, we are not apologizing for our obsession with the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, as they call it, pop culture moment. I guess the NFL's Instagram page, they changed their Instagram bio to read, Chiefs are 2-0 as Swifties. Hey, how about that? Yeah. And people started to lose their mind because they say, we're just here to watch ball, man. Okay, we're just here to watch football.
Shut up and football.
Why are you going to be shoving this Taylor Swift all up in my face? In fact, Travis Kelce even said on his podcast that he felt like the league was, quote, overdoing it, end quote. As if this isn't the exact outcome that he was planning, manipulating, hoping for all along.
He did not know what he was getting into.
He did not
know what he was getting into. He's overwhelmed.
What? He's overwhelmed? He's
overwhelmed.
All right, if you say so. The NFL says, quote, we frequently change our bios and profile imagery based on what's happening in and around our games as well as culturally. The Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce news has been a pop culture moment we've leaned into in real time. As it's an intersection of sport and entertainment, we've seen an incredible amount of positivity around the sport, end quote.
Look, it's stupid to be upset about that. It's stupid for the NFL to acknowledge it. What you should have done is change the bio to haters gonna hate. We're just going to shake it off.
That's a Taylor Swift thing,
yeah,
right?
That's how you clap back at these anti-Taylor Swift haters, NFL.
Anti-Taylor
Stupid.
The Morning X.
How many Ultimas is too many Ultimas? I guess, I don't know, at least two is not enough, apparently. For those of you who have not been following along, you know what? Get out a pen, paper, create a flow chart. We got a lot of car situations, a lot of moving parts here, so pay close attention here. My relatable brand automobile was really smashed up in the hailstorm coming up on 2 weeks ago. I did finally secure a rental car earlier this week, a Nissan Altima. Let me tell you.
One of us.
Let me tell you.
He's never been more relatable.
It's a little too relatable, if you ask me. Okay, I got in and I was immediately like, "Oh, I do not care for the relatability of this car." Is it dumb question? Amnesty? Do they have smoking rental cars?
I think that they frown upon that, but people do it anyway. People treat rental cars like
I got
crap.
In this car and I immediately was like, somebody's been smoking in here. It's like a hotel room that I was like, am I on a smoking floor or something? What's going on here?
Are you just hypersensitive to the fact that this thing burns gas? Is that what you're smelling?
I don't know. I smelled something funky. Okay, yeah. I have not enjoyed my now 2.5 days as a Nissan Altima driver. But at the very least, I was like, oh, you know what? Me and Nick, twinsies. But maybe not. Maybe triplets?
Yes, I'm mad at you.
You're mad at me.
Spoiler alert, I bought a new car.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, buddy.
I finally did.
Yeah.
There's some issues with the battery cables. We're being held on by spit and hope. And I just was like, you know what? This is time. I've been without air conditioning for 4 years.
Yeah.
The car's it was 2009 Nissan Altima, so I went and bought a new one. I can tell you later on about how I made every mistake possible when buying a new car.
Why'd you do that?
It's just like I was desperate. It was a snap decision.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I impulse purchased a car. Okay.
Right.
I will tell you that's bad.
But you didn't just impulse purchase a car.
I had an elaborate plan to reveal, and I'm mad at you because you've been so concerned about your relatable brand automobile and the hail damage that I feel you haven't noticed that I have been parking for now a week and a half my brand new Nissan Altima in your parking space.
Brand new?
2016.
Yeah.
It's brand new to me.
Newish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize because, I don't know, I thought I was getting here late, but apparently you've been getting putting, is it car? Because you currently have two Altimas.
You often
in the parking
accuse
lot.
Me of going too far with my elaborate jokes, and so yes, I left my old Nissan Altima parked
right
where I had been parking it, and I just it's been sitting in the parking station, the parking lot here for like a week.
Yeah.
So that you would not see the absence of my new car, because I wanted you to see that somebody was parking a Nissan Altima in your space, but not immediately know that it was me.
Yeah. See,
so that way I could do a big hole. Aha! It's been me all along. I was going to Scooby-Doo where I rip off the mask and it's old man Withers, except it's new Nissan Altima.
Man, this is disheartening to me, not because...
Maybe that's not noticed.
Not because I didn't realize the bit that you were doing. I would say perhaps it needs better execution, but you know what? It's fine. It's fine. I once upon a time did a new car grand reveal bit. I think you called it one of my greatest works ever, all
yes.
right? I would play the clip for you here, but I think I'm legally not allowed to, and also the hack ate it. We don't have the clip anymore.
Yeah.
But is that how far we've fallen? Is that... Once upon a time, we did bits about getting new Teslas, and now we're doing a bit about getting a gently used Nissan Altima.
Well, that's why there's it's a comedy onion. There's so many layers to this thing.
Yeah.
Because it's the
comedy onion
in that space.
I'm crying about how far we've fallen.
Yeah, yeah. When you cook it up with your meal, it'll taste delicious. You wanted to reveal your Tesla by just parking in there until somebody complained about there's some a-hole who had a Tesla here. And that's when you would do the big reveal. That was originally you told me was your idea to how to reveal your Tesla to other people. I don't know what to do now. But, and so I was like, Jason didn't get to do this hilarious reveal, so I'm going to steal his hilarious reveal and use it on him.
Is that what you did?
No, not really.
I don't know.
Not really.
Look, I know you said you did everything wrong, and we'll get into that entire process, but like literally, do you hate yourself? What do you have been tortured in a Nissan Altima for the last how many years, did you say? And so you go out, you've been saving money, you're going to get a new-to-you car, and you got the same car?
Look, other than the air conditioning, it's been a very reliable vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's I don't know, 23 to 2009, how many years was that, 14 years? Other than the air conditioning and the slight corrosion to the battery cable.
I thought, it was...
It runs perfectly. It's a reliable vehicle.
It was being held together
about it.
By
I'm used to it.
And hope. But it was like...
That's not Nissan's fault. That's my fault.
Oh, okay. It's weird the things you take the blame for. Well, congratulations on your new Altima.
Yes.
It's a great car.
The Morning X. Dick and Nick.
What actual? Hey, meet us here this time tomorrow. It's going to be your chance to win a NFL jersey, right? The Nick v. Dick v. Listener Fantasy Football Challenge. You'll call in, pick three players. You beat us. You're going to win an NFL jersey. So far, we have not given away an NFL jersey.
I would say allegedly you can win an NFL jersey.
Right,
we haven't seen it after four weeks.
That's how strong a fantasy
player we are. Maybe we're just...
But here's the thing, guys. That's like literally the only fantasy thing that's working out for me. All right.
Yeah.
It is going so badly, man. It's going. I don't know what the deal is. All right.
Well, look, you've taken some hits in your real life. I can't imagine that your fantasy life would be worse.
That's where I'm supposed to be excelling.
Yeah.
Okay. Reality is going rough for your guy.
Yes.
But the fantasy world is supposed to be where I'm holding it down. I got four fantasy football teams. Okay.
Wow.
I have not a brag. Okay. I have one that's 0-4. I literally don't think I've ever been 0-4. I don't think I've ever had a team that's 0-4. I have two 1-3 teams, and my good team is 2-2. I feel like I need an exorcism.
It's a long season.
I need some sort of seance. I need a cleanse. I need something.
You want light some sage?
Is it a long season? Nick just said to me off the air how he's got a team that, I'm already giving up on that team. I can't even fathom. I've never given up on a team in October. All right?
Well, have Daniel Jones as your quarterback. That'll do it.
I probably shouldn't have entered
it.
I switched it up this past Sunday when I'm setting. You know about my process, right? You know what I do every Sunday morning when I'm setting lineups.
You pleasure your girlfriend. Halfway through, you stop to set your fantasy football lineups.
She actually is kind of involved. But yes, since...
You play Limp Bizkit's Rollin'.
That's right.
We get you pumped up to win a fantasy.
Because, like, 4 years ago, I was setting a fantasy lineup in the playoffs, and I had just won, and I was like, I need a soundtrack for this moment. And I was like, you know what? Let's keep it rolling. And so I put on this classic jam from Limp Bizkit.
You should do some sort of elaborate, like, hype video. Like, yeah. I want you to take, like, a Fred Durst red baseball cap off of, like, a mannequin's head. It lowers onto your head, Darth Vader style. You put on some fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves?
Or something, I don't know.
No. Since that Sunday four-ish years ago in the fantasy playoffs when I did that, I was like, oh, that was good mojo. And every Sunday since then, I've put that song on. Usually, I go to pickleball in the morning, get a good workout on. I come home, get a shower. I get out of the shower, and I turn that on, and then I go naked dance in front of my girlfriend. I'm like, you know what time it is? It's lineup setting time, okay? And it has worked for four straight years. We've been going good. And now somehow we have an 0-4. I didn't do it this week. I didn't. I was like, I'm trying to break the curse. I'm trying to change.
Oh, you're trying to mix how to go.
Trying to change something. I was 1-3. I won one game, and it was the only fantasy game
What's
I won.
Progress?
Was against the worst team in the league.
Have you tried
okay?
other songs?
Against a guy who's 0-4.
What you
I don't know.
Do.
What? Yeah, is that the answer?
You got to go like Travis Kelce. Get some Taylor Swift in your life, okay? That'll turn things around. Chiefs are 2-0 since he hooked up with Taylor Swift.
What is the go-to?
The anti-hero.
Is it Shake?
It's me, Jason. I'm the problem. It's me.
I don't know any of the words.
Because you're the
Taylor.
Problem with your fancy football
teams. I'm not the problem. It can't be me, okay? I know too many things. I know too many things to be 0-4.
Do you?
It's not fair. It's not fair, but perhaps it's an opportunity for you to beat us and win a jersey tomorrow this time.
The Morning X.
My guy, Nick Hajda, is the owner of a brand new, to him, Nissan Altima.
That's
2016.
Right. State-of-the-art 2016, my man.
2016.
I got a rear view camera.
Nissan Altima. Congratulations, man. But you said earlier that you basically did everything wrong. You made every wrong decision you could in the purchasing of this automobile. Does that include choosing a Nissan Altima?
That, or, I think, was smart thing.
That was the right decision.
To be determined. Look, to catch you guys up, and first of all, I think I legitimately need to issue a trigger warning, okay? And
okay.
I don't need any additional help. I acknowledge in the forefront, I've made all the mistakes. You don't have to tell them for me. I will tell you right now.
Okay.
But I've been driving a 2009 Nissan Altima for the last couple of years.
Yeah. That's a banging ride.
It's look, I like it. It's fine. It works for me.
Uh-huh.
Has not had AC for 4 years.
You have had no air conditioning in Austin, Texas for four
Correct.
Years.
Correct.
That's
Which is kind of refreshing.
Unbelievable.
I was saying there's
it's
something.
Refreshing?
There is a part of me that's
like the opposite of that, right?
No.
It's stuffy and moist.
You know, a lot of people, they would love to have a spa for a bathroom at home, okay? I turned my car into a spa. Or at least a sweat lodge.
A sauna?
A steam room. There
okay.
you go.
Yeah.
But there was something about like rolling down a window, feeling the highway breeze, rolling across there. Just felt like rustic and getting back to my roots.
Those of you not watching the television simulcast, Nick made the gesture of actually rolling
down the window.
Down a window. Does your car, your old car, did it have rolling, it didn't have power windows?
No, but my first car was an Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra when I was in high school, and it had windows back in the days.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one, because the front door, or the door was broken, like on the inside, so you had to roll down the window to reach out and open it from the outside. So that just is ingrained. When I'm rolling down the window constantly. Yeah. There's nothing like trying to pick up chicks by swinging up in a car and having to roll down your window to open from the outside. Hello, ladies. Anyway, so I've had this the old car, Nissan Altima, 2009, AC for a while now. But the battery cables were corroded, and it was literally so corroded that I couldn't unscrew them to change them. Everybody was like, it's simple to go down to AutoZone, like $499, they'll get you fixed up. Couldn't do it.
And this battery cable being bad is effectively totaled the car.
For me. Or at least it was like, you know what, maybe we should finally, it's time to buy a new car. I've been saving up for a long time.
From the universe.
I also just was in a weird headspace. It was right when the radio station was first hacked, so nothing worked in here. So I was very low. It was just like nothing ever, things don't work here. They don't work at home. Let me just go. And I was worried about struggling to be able to get to work on time to a radio station that did not work. And so I was like, you know what, I can at least solve this problem.
By going and getting a new...
By going and buying a new car.
To me, Nissan Altima.
So I just Googled new Nissan Altimas, found one that was in a price that was roughly equivalent to the Blue Book value that I liked the look of.
Yeah.
And I called the car dealership and said, I would like to purchase this car right now over the phone. I don't want to see it. I don't know anything about it.
Wait, you didn't test drive it?
Didn't do anything. I said, I want to give you money over the phone and you give me a car today.
You bought a car over the phone?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Now, I think based on a week and a half of driving it, I feel like it's mostly nothing's majorly wrong with it.
Don't be results oriented, okay? Just because buying a car over the phone. Oh, you said
I have made
you don't
all
need
the wrong
to,
mistakes.
You don't need to be.
I acknowledge that these are all mistakes. These are not advice on how to buy a car.
Right.
Do the opposite of me, kids. Okay. Now, at the time, again, I was worried about my car not working the next day and being able to get to work. So I was like, I will do this all right now. And he was like, well, you can come test drive. And I was like, I'm going to take an Uber down to South Austin to test drive a car and then Uber back here? No, I'm trying to be economically responsible with my monies, okay? It's a waste of money.
Good call.
I guess. He was like, well, you can just bring us cash and we can take care of this today. And I was like, well, let me just do a bank transfer. Let me just tell my bank to send you money.
All right.
That took like 5 days.
It took five days.
I feel like I could have counted out pennies and rolled them into things and given them to them quicker than this. That seems like that should be instantaneous. I tell my bank to give you money. Your bank says accept.
Yeah.
Boom. You check your account. And on my phone, I did everything right. It showed everything right away. The money disappeared that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then take for a couple of days for the money to get out of my account.
Mm.
So the whole point of buying this car sight unseen was just to take care of it immediately.
Right.
Did not help at all.
Done quickly.
Did not help at all.
Yeah. It took 5 days.
Yeah. And so that's majorly the big thing. It's just I paid, and I actually there was a moment where I was like, "Am I getting got?" Because again, radio station was just hacked. I was like, "Does Russia know that I just Googled used cars?"
Uh-huh.
And so there's some guy in Moscow who's like picks up the phone, calls me, spoofs the thing so it has a 512 area code, and I just wired $10,000 to Putin.
I'm not sure which of the medicines you're taking these days, but your paranoia is at an all-time high.
Well, look, I realized that I was doing something stupid. I was like, don't get scammed.
Uh-huh.
So I called the dealership back and asked to talk to the guy that I was talking to.
Uh-huh.
And he answered his phone. I was like, yeah, I just talked to you. What's up? And I was like, nothing. We're good. Just checking.
Wait, you really did this?
Yeah.
You really were afraid that you were getting the Russian bot scammed? And so you...
Look, I was transferring a large sum of money to somebody that I had never met on sight unseen for a car that, as far as I know... may have not existed. It could have been an AI car, okay? It could have been an AI dealership. You can't tell in 2023 with the internet, Jason.
This whole thing, I mean, frankly, it makes me sad, okay? It's supposed to be, you're getting a new car, even if it's not a new car, a new-to-you car should be like an exciting moment, all right?
You
should be flexing on all of your socials and stuff like that. I feel like you're treating it like going to the dentist, like, oh, this is just something I got to do.
Well, because I got to knock this out today. Everybody's been telling me for years, do this, don't do this. There's the rules. Don't tell them this. They'll screw you.
You ignored all of those things.
And the whole process sounds like a whole nightmare. So I was like, you know what? I will just, if you got me, dealership who I don't want to say yet what the name is because I'm not sure if this is an endorsement or an attraction of their services.
Right.
Just maybe you got me, maybe you didn't, but now I have a new car. I love it. The inside looks great. It's fantastic. It has air conditioning.
You know what? That is a win.
And so I'm taking the win, and I avoided all of the headache and hassle and bustle of the stress of having to go through the car buying process.
I don't know. It makes me sad, and you know what? I'm about to get more sad. I mean, yay!
Also, anybody want to buy a slightly used 2009 Nissan Altima?
The Morning X.
What up, X? It's The Morning X, Nick and Dick. Where I come from, we call that a real alternative classic. The Church. Hey, while we're talking about questionable decisions, let's talk about my haircut. All right. Yesterday.
No, I think you did fine with it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's weird, mostly because you're a hat guy.
Yeah.
So I never actually see your hair, which I'm looking at right now.
Right.
And so, like, when I do see your hair, it's all this wild and crazy.
Yeah. Like, it was getting out of control.
And that's what you look like to me. So when I see you, like,
clean
this,
cut,
it makes your head have a weird shape.
It makes my head have a weird shape.
Your head being this shape.
So yeah, I got a haircut yesterday, and just moments after she asked me if I was keeping the mullet, to which I was like, "Hang on, what? I don't have a mullet." She's like, "You got a little bit of a mullet." I was like, "I don't have. I don't."
When you
have
say
a mullet.
Cut the top and the sides, but not the back.
First of all, let me tell you, it's a crazy time, okay? It's a crazy place to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a workday. Apparently, is at a. I don't want to say because I'm going to say something derogatory about her performance in a second, but I was at a very relatable haircut establishment, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just tell you, at 2 o'clock on, what was yesterday, Wednesday? Mm-hmm. That place is like an old folks home, all right? There's just...
I think most places at 2 o'clock are an old folks home around town. Yeah.
There was nothing but 78-year-old dudes in there, including there was one who I was sitting next to who... Now I'm really going to give it away. There was a football game on the TV. Uh-huh. Okay, it's a place where they play football games, but it was from Sunday. It was a replay of the Bills Dolphins game from Sunday, and the old codger next to me was watching it and reacting to it. I believe as if he thought it was happening right now. He appeared to be rooting for the Dolphins, and so I was like, I know what's going to happen here, buddy. It's not going to be a good time for you. There was a separate old dude who, once he got done with his haircut, his stylist, like, basically shouted in his face, said, "I hope you have fun with your grandson." I was just like, what is happening around here?
Here, real quick, the Miami Dolphins fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you able to tell, like, did he watch it on Sunday and just thought they were playing again, like, best 2 out of 3?
I don't know.
Was he hoping that it turned out differently this time?
If he's a real Dolphins fan, he would know this game happened 3 days ago.
I kind of like the idea.
But, he was watching it.
Don't get him this time.
He would go, "Oh, my God." He would react to a play, and, you know, Tua hits somebody. He goes, "Yes." And I was like, okay, you know what? Good for you. I'm excited for you. Mm-hmm. So I sit down. I tell the nice haircut lady with the same thing I tell them forever. I want it short on top, shorter on the sides.
Yeah.
And if she wants any further detail, I'm like, short on top, shorter on the sides. It's going right underneath a hat. I honestly don't care what you do with it.
I've determined that when they ask me such things, I'm supposed to say like a 2 on the sides, because a 1 is too short for me. But a 2... But, like, those numbers are meaningless. They ask me, like, well, like, what do you want, like a 2? Or I'm like, I don't know. I don't speak haircut number.
I think this is a 2. Yeah. I think she referenced that I was getting a number 2. But I don't know.
It definitely looks like a number 2 haircut to me.
Well, good for you. Good for you. She did one thing that I do not appreciate. And I think you will appreciate my lack of appreciation for this move. And once she was done, I was like, "It looks great." And she's like, "You want to see the back?" And she handed me a mirror and then spun me around. And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I guess." And then I saw the back of my head. Guys, I'm not bald, okay? But it's thinning. It's thinning a little bit. All right, guys, give me a second. It's thinning a little bit. And I don't see that part of my head ever, okay? And so I was happy going along, oblivious to the amount of thinness that was there. And she sort of, she said, "Do you want to see the back? Then hand me a mirror," and spun me around. I didn't have time to really think and refuse. I just saw it and I was like, "Ah!"
Exposed to your baldness without your consent.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I was not ready, okay? And I would have very happily gone on never knowing. But no, she spun me around and I was like, oh, here, take a look. What do you think?
Oh, that's not that bad. You got a little island forming. That's fine.
Well,
I thought the entire back of your head was going to have no hair or something.
No, I said I'm not like, bald, but then I just, when I saw it, I was like, "Oh my God, is that what it looks like?"
Your feelings.
Yeah.
You've seen the front of your head, right? It's the same level of thinning, I would say.
No.
Here. Did this cause you pain and suffering? Can we call the fours, Jeff Davis, and sue her for exposing you to your baldness
for emotional distress?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're going to say it's my fault. I think you're only supposed to go there if you're over 75 years old.
The Morning X.
Come on, man. Don't do it, all right? I'm just trying to make everybody feel good, just trying to brighten their day, uplift them with some positive feel-good news, and then Nick comes in and tries to ruin everything. Don't Nick my news. Let's go to Cranston, Rhode Island for this one. Tim of Cranston has 1,000 carved pumpkins on his front lawn. He calls it House of 1,000 Pumpkins. You doing that? You doing a Rob Zombie thing? Okay. All right. Good. Now, why? Why you got all them pumpkins, man? Cancer.
What?
Cancer. His wife, Sue, 2 years ago, diagnosed with cancer. Can I do some backside radio for a moment? If you guys want to come behind the curtain, behind the scenes. Yesterday, had a delightful call with our consultant who tells us all the things that we're doing wrong. I guess it was 2 days ago that we did the Don't Nick My News about the young woman who had brain cancer.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, maybe just don't touch the story about brain cancer." And literally the next next Don't Nick My News is about a lady with cancer.
Look, it turns out that lots of uplifting news occurs. It's uplifting because there's cancer involved.
Well, that's why I want to clarify. I want to make it very clear here. She's cancer-free, okay? She had cancer. Yes. That was two surgeries ago. Yeah. Now she's good.
Do you think that someone's going to be upset about we're doing another cancer story, or are you doing the whole backside radio aside?
Probably both of those things he doesn't care for. Tim now carves pumpkins. Why? I told you. Cancer. I guess the idea is he's raising money, raising awareness for cancer research because people see this elaborate display of pumpkins and they're like, hey, man, what's up with all the pumpkins? And he goes, cancer. And then they in turn go to the website and donate.
Conversation starter?
I think that's it because literally I'm reading this whole story. I don't see anything about where he has raised any money. I think this dude just likes carving pumpkins and is somehow writing off this weird fetish he has as actually I'm raising awareness for cancer research. Also, it's more than 1,000. He says this year he's got 1,400 pumpkins that he's got 1,000 on display and 400 ready to check in at any moment. He said this has got this is fuzzy math here. I don't know if this adds up. It takes him 3 hours per pumpkin. These are carved pumpkins, 1,000 carved pumpkins. Three hours per pumpkin. That's 3,000 man hours. All right. Would you start? You start this in February?
Like, why are you tearing apart? I know what? I'm supposed to be doing this. Why are you tearing apart this poor man?
Go ahead.
Who has a weird, creepy hobby?
You nick it. My
that
bad.
He's using
bad.
For good now.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with this: is that if you Google "House of 1,000 Pumpkins," you will see. Would you say his name was Tim?
Yeah, Tim.
I can't tell if the person in this picture that I'm looking at is Tim or one of the Halloween decorations. But he seems like a guy whose hobby is carving faces on pumpkins.
Really?
Just apologies, Tim. That's not the official nicking.
Okay.
Here's my problem, is that he just puts all these pumpkins basically on shelves in his front yard, throws up some spooky lights, managed to get one of those 12-foot-tall skeletons from Home Depot.
Congratulations,
and that's
man.
It.
That's it. What,
that's it.
That's it?
That's all he's doing.
He's got 1,000 pumpkins. That's not enough for you?
No! Put some flair in your display.
It's 1,000
pumpkins.
Create
an actual haunted house. Make me go through different rooms. Here's our dead celebrity room. Here's our animated cartoon characters room. Here's our classic horror movie monster room. Put some pizzazz into this. Don't just peep this all in a storage unit, bust them out, put them on some shelves, and be like, give me money for cancer research, which you should.
You should give money.
You should give money.
That was
to
the whole point of this thing.
No problem with that.
Don't they also? How do you dispose of 1,000? I mean, they go bad, right?
They're fake pumpkins.
Oh, they're fake.
They're craft pumpkins, as he called them. So they don't go bad.
Oh.
That's how he does all of this.
Oh.
You thought he was all year? He's carving thousands.
I was
pumpkins.
Like, there's no way. This guy's a liar. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, Nick. Haji, you know what I get to do tonight? You know what I get to do? I'm going to talk to the Big Three.
The Big Three?
I'm going to talk to the Big Three.
The Stooges?
No. The Big Three. Come on, man.
The Amigos?
The Big Three.
Musketeers?
Questionably strategic cross-promote tonight.
The Big Three Little Pigs?
It's the Outsiders, my Orange Bloods live on YouTube. We're talking Longhorn football. We're going to talk to the Big Three tonight. You know the Big Three. Come on, man. Come on.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie Duck?
Roy Williams, B.J. Johnson, Sloan Thomas. The Big Three.
Oh, yeah. Sloan Thomas was a guy who played the Longhorns. That's a big two, if you ask me. Don't use that in your interview.
It is now a very questionably strategic cross-promote. We're going to have the Big Three on tonight. Talk Texas OU. And I'm excited. All right? I'm excited to watch Chance Mock talk to his old friends.
Good for you.
And then maybe I'll ask a question at some point. 9 o'clock tonight. Meet me on the YouTube machine.
The Morning X. The Morning X.